You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSE, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for the Concentrate Media Online Story about the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry. Sarah's here now, and a special guest is joining us as well. Tell us what you wrote about and who is joining us, Sarah.
I wanted to catch up with various farming and gardening programs that are going on in IPSE and IPSE Township. And I talked to several of them, and I brought with me Bea Ayer, who is the Director of Programs for Growing Hope.
Hi, Bea. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just in case someone is not completely familiar with Growing Hope, can you give us a brief description about the organization?
Yeah, sure. So Growing Hope is a Ypsilanti-based nonprofit. We have been around for about 17 years now, and our work is really about fostering an equitable and sustainable food system here in Southeast Michigan, specifically in Ypsilanti. And what that means to us is where people can fully participate in this system. So that means, you know, people have access to the high quality food that they deserve, that they have the options to participate in other ways as well. So both growing, selling, buying, preparing, and of course, eating nourishing food.
Well, what better way to access food than to grow your own, right?
Exactly, yes. So, you know, a large part of participating fully in the food system is being able to grow your own food, to be able to grow food in a way that really nourishes yourself and your family, and also to do it in a way that really builds the type of interdependence and sustainable systems that we need to have a food system that actually does nourish our community.
And if you are the director of programs of gardening at Growing Hope, that sounds like there is more than one different type of garden or gardening experience.
Yes, definitely. So at Growing Hope, we aim to support and build the capacity of food growers and consumers at all levels. So we work with home gardeners, and our home vegetable garden program is a program where we actually install free gardens at people's homes. We, of course, start with a soil test to make sure that it is a safe site for growing food. And then we are providing the physical resources as well as the coaching and support for people growing their own food. So we provide technical education. So we have gardening workshops. We provide one-on-one support. So we actually go and visit the gardens ourselves to answer any questions that people have. And then new to the program is we're also pairing people with mentors. So people who have either experienced gardening or experienced gardening with specific groups of people. So for example, you know, one reason that people tell us they want to garden at home is because they want to have an opportunity to interact with their children or their grandchildren around something that is very hands-on. And so, you know, we're not just providing the horticultural support, but we also are providing support on people's own personal goals for gardening. So having mentors who have worked with small children in the garden, and that can really coach people into making the decisions about not just what to grow, but fun things that you can do in the garden with your grandchildren.
And this is all in the Ypsilanti area, right?
Yes, we work just in the Ypsilanti area. It includes the city and the township.
I mean, for me, gardening is exciting. You do take a seed and you plant it in the dirt and you see nothing. Then all of a sudden it starts to grow and the next thing you know, you have something to eat.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that is so amazing about gardening is that it both addresses our current needs, right? So especially with the pandemic, I think a lot of people kind of started to see what the food system is and to see how rocky that system is in actually providing us with resilient food sources. And so gardening both addresses some of our short-term needs as a community as far as access to healthy food as we try to not be as reliant on the emergency food system, but it also helps us to see you know, what are the other opportunities to change the system at a large scale? You know, one of the things about gardening and why it's so great, and I think why so many people are drawn to it, is that it really does show us that we can have some agency in this system, and it opens up those opportunities for us to dream about what an alternative food system can look like and actually start doing it. We don't think that, you know, a small amount of vegetables grown in someone's backyard is going to completely dismantle food apartheid in Ypsilanti, but it is a way that we can build a more resilient community and as well as like build resiliency in ourselves. One of the things that we hear so much from people is the joy that they feel in gardening, how happy they are to feel the sun on their face and have their hands in the soil. And that joy is so important, especially in a food system that is built on this apartheid system that is both inequitable and harmful to the earth itself. So finding joy in our lives, finding joy in producing food, healing our relationship to the soil, and also, you know, opening up opportunities that we could have a system that looks and acts differently and really does take care of us.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's article?
I talked to several other organizations. I spoke to T.C. Collins from Willow Run Acres, who is actually partnering with Growing Hope this year. He's going to have a plot on their farm. He's going to be growing some mushrooms and teaching children. Hopefully is his plan to teach children about gardening there. He recently got his 501c3 designation, so he's been starting to pick up some grants to do some expansions and add new programs. He has already an existing underground railroad garden, and he's going to be expanding that to a couple different new locations. That's where he teaches people about the sort of foods that people would forage as they were going from the south to the north along the Underground Railroad. So that's a teaching opportunity there. I also talked to Noah Rucker from Park Ridge Community Garden. They're having a cleanup day at the end of March where the public is invited to come out and help clean up the garden and the neighborhood. And they're always expanding and adding a few new crops in, and they're going to be collaborating with local summer camps and teaching children about where their food comes from. And then finally, I talked to Melvin Parson at We the People Opportunity Farm. That's a farm, urban farm program that with the intention of giving work to people who are formerly incarcerated. And previously, they've only had interns, two interns, and this year they're doubling that from 2 to 4, adding a few new crops. And they had to cancel all their in-person events last year, obviously because of COVID, but they normally have like a harvest festival where people can come out and see the garden and learn more about it. And he's hoping that they'll be able to get back to doing that again this year.
Well, spring is in the air and gardening is on our minds. Great to hear about all the different programs going on in the Ypsilanti area. So be air of Growing Hope and Sarah Rigg of On the Ground Ypsi. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for the opportunity.